First, few short things from yesterday's omelet, and then we'll go on. The first of all, Tosis asks, since there was part of the Rosh Hashanah that was covered and part that wasn't covered, then why do we learn dafka from the part that wasn't covered that that's the only Rosh Hashanah, and learn from the part that's covered that that's also Rosh Hashanah? So this is two answers. One is that svara-wise, since there was this way and this way, and the uncovered part is more domet to a Rosh Hashanah, it's not closed off at all. So misvara, we learn from the from this one. It's not that that if it would be that the whole Rosh Hashanah that we're learning from would be covered, then be a problem. Since there's this way and this way, it's svaradik to learn from the one that's uncovered. And then Tosa says we don't learn Rosh Hashanah from here, from the agolos. We only learn later on the shear of how wide Rosh Hashanah is, 16 amas. That's later on, right? But we don't learn the actual Rosh Hashanah from here. We learned the Rosh Hashanah from Machne Leviyah, and Machne Leviyah wasn't covered. And however, if, what's it called, all these things were covered, then we wouldn't be able to learn the shear of Rosh Hashanah from this either, because it wasn't the domet to Machne Leviyah. But since there's a portion that is uncovered, so he, from here we can learn the shear of how big Rosh Hashanah is, even though the actual Rosh Hashanah we learned from Machne Leviyah. It's one thing. Secondly, Tosfos asks, Lechora, we're talking about how to arrange the krushim on the wagons, since the krushim were tapered, right, on the as they went up, why didn't they put them the opposite ways? In other words, put the thin end next to one thick end, and then a thick end next to a thin end, and that way they could cover up the whole wagon and put many more, and then it could be completely covered. How do you know that they didn't do it like that? Tosfos says a few answers, but one of them is that, what's it called, that it wasn't covered to put the bottom of the keresh next to the top of another keresh. That wasn't a covered dicker thing. But he doesn't say that it wasn't covered to turn the keresh upside down or backwards. Right? Mashma, in one thing, it doesn't make a difference if it's this way or that way. The up is the down, and the down is the up. That's not an inyan. But to put the top side of a keresh, which has more kedusha than the bottom side, which is on the ground, that would be a problem. The nafkamina would be in something, we know halacha is, you can only make something more kodesh, not less kodesh. Can you take a talus and turn it upside down? Make the top the bottom and the bottom the top, right? Is there a nafkamina? So some learn from here that if there's no nafkamina. The only nafkamina is what's it called when you have two different things, then there's an afkamina of making one more kodesh or less kodesh.
Well,
but in one thing...
Person's
what?
Person's head, person's feet. It's the same thing. Putting the top of the talus on person's
Yeah, I understand. That's what we see from over here. That's not a problem. That putting the top of the keresh where the bottom was or whatever is not a problem. It's just putting one next to another one, that's a bizoyan for the keresh. But to switch the keresh upside down is no problem. Same thing, switching the talus upside down is no problem. It's exactly what we're learning from here. Right, but the question is, putting where the top one was before, now to put in that place the bottom, it's not a problem. Since it's one thing, the whole thing is what's it called? We don't look at part of it as less kedusha, part of it hot. It's all one thing. He said the same thing with the avonim of Yaakov Avinu. Once they became 12 stones together, it didn't make a difference where Yaakov put his head, because once they're one thing. One part of the thing or another part of the thing is not more kedusha, less kedusha. Same thing they say with putting a ritzua. You have a ritzua where the top of the ritzua was the kesher and the bottom of the ritzua was nothing. Can you switch it around and make the top the bottom? Same thing. Over here also, since it's one thing, it doesn't make a difference which part of it is more kodesh or less kodesh. The whole thing has the same kedusha that it had before, except now this part of it is like this and this part. When it's two separate things, that makes a difference. Others argue on that. They say that's not the case, especially over here with the krushim. There's no mitzvah being done. They're just being carried. So it didn't make a difference if you carried it backwards or forwards. But where you're wearing a talus or wearing tefillin and you're mekayim a mitzvah, there it can make a difference whether the thing is the part of it that was more kodesh can't become now less kodesh and vice versa. Okay. What else? Okay, let's go on. So Rashi said the pshat of atavei means tavos. That's what we learned yesterday. We didn't see the second pshat in Rashi. it's on the second on the days. That's what we're up to. That the reason they couldn't put the storm right next to each other and cover up the whole bottom of the wagon is because the rings of the that held on the brichim, that held on the poles, that held the boards together, stuck out, and you couldn't put them. You had to stagger them. You had to put one facing one way, one the other way. So therefore, they put two stacks on one end of the wagon and two stacks on the other end of the wagon with a nice space in between, which was not leveled and not covered. That's what Rashi, what's the first pshat Rashi says. Now the second pshat. Omer Shmuel b'Yisedos. Then the Gemara asked, l'chara, the wagon itself was floored. It had a floor. So it was completely covered underneath. How can you say that underneath the wagon was Rishus HaRabim if it was covered? So the Shmuel said, no, the wagon had no floor. It just had Yisedos. It had pegs to hold the boards in, but didn't have a floor. L'hoyu mekoros milmata. It wasn't covered underneath. Eli Yisedos hoyu. There was only pegs. The Revach b'nehem, and a lot of space. The most of it was open space. Ke'en osin shalonu as lavi etzim. Like our wagons that are used to transport wood, logs. They don't have a bottom to them. When it transports earth, then it has a bottom. Doesn't it transports logs, it didn't have a bottom. The linear, and now it's just a different shot. Pirish da atvi, kemo atova de sifri, ha'omer b'menachos. The hu gulon b'la'az. What it is like a clothespin. A notch put in a piece of wood, and you stuff something in there to hold it. Right? It's like a forked thing, and then the thing fits into there. The pictures yesterday. Picture here. It's like this is what it's, the picture is like a clothespin. Put the, it holds the paper or the whatever in that notch that's made in the wood. And here it'll be like, what's it called? A picture. Doesn't have a picture. Okay, whatever, but you can get the idea. It's a piece of wood that has a notch in the middle, and the board fits between that notch. So, the linear atvikmo atva de safri ha'omer benachos should mevakeya makel echad. You take a piece of wood and you put a wedge in the middle, berosho, the no shake bo dape akuntris. And in that wedge, you hold together things like a paperclip. Right? In that wedge, or in a clothespin. A clothespin better is the better thing. V'achi komer av kahana. Ba'atve lo hayanosin revach ben kol sidra v'sidra. Kedika amras. They didn't put, same basic idea, they didn't evenly distribute the boards over the bottom of the wagon and then have small spaces between, because then it would tak have been loved. But they put the boards on the ends of the wagon with a big space in between. But that's called atvi, why? The mitosha seder gavor gimel krushim, since each stack was three krushim high, right? Call echad, and they put four boards on the bottom and three high, it's 12. Call echad rachbo amma v'chatz v'chetzi, and each one was wide, an amma and a half, u'moshavo kotzer, shehu amma shel ovi, and it rested on its thickness, one amma, and it was an amma and a half high, right, that was the width. So, and then you had to put three of those, one on top of the other, you had four and a half ammas high, all standing on one, what's it called, amma thickness. So it was very unsturdy. The sulo hari he noflo zual zu, fall one on the other. And the moshiv shtei shuros shel sholosh shnayim zu etzazu kimin atvi she shtei tzlos ha'atva smucha zu lezu kein moshiv l'roshu agola achas u'marziko zu etzu. Just like a clothespin, a wedge, the two ends of the wedge are very close to each other, right? So too over here they put two boards together. Two stacks, mamish, one next to the other. So now, since they were together, instead of having only one amma base, you had now two amma base, to both of them together. So two amos, and then the height was four and a half amos for three boards, right? One and a half on top of one and a half on top of one and a half, that could stand. But four and a half on top of one amma was very shaky. So in order to make it more sturdy, they put two stacks, mamish together, on one side of the wagon, two stacks together on the other side of the wagon. Same thing that we said before, except not because of the rings, because to make it more sturdy. The nymphs of Makom Moshe Vaseder Beis Amos. Then the base was two Amos. The Chen Osel Rosh Hashani, same thing on the second side of the wagon. The Amah HaRevach Be'emsa. And the Amah was not distributed between the stacks, but it was completely together between the two stacks on this side, two stacks on that side. Therefore, the bottom of the wagon was uncovered. A whole Amah, that's not lofted. That was six Tvachim, not three Tvachim. Now that the Gemara says, very nice, but the bottom of the wagon was also covered. Right? So you could still say that the between them and the wheels and the wagon, and between the wheels to the other wheels was Rishus HaRavim. That wasn't covered because there was a big space between where the boards were, but underneath the wagon itself was covered because of the wagon. And that the Gemara says, no, there was no bottom to the wagon. There were just, you say those, there were just pegs. Kid of Hirash, like we said before. Loshon Rabosa, ain't Loshon Agirsa, Nira Kepeirushon. The Loma Huskar, Nosa Tabos, Kan, Lishal Chulfino, Likroshim, Shebishnei Storm, Apimis, Shaloyu Tabosem, Muchuvanim, Zekenegetzeh. According to the other Pshat that he quoted from his Rabbanim, that it was because the rings, right, couldn't be put together, right? So he says, so fine. So put the rings, what's it called, to stagger them. Put, what's it called, don't put the rings actually equal. Turn the boards around, here again, Masha, you can turn the boards around, and what's it called, and make the rings, not what's it called, one on one side, one on the other side, just staggered. Where this ring is, the other ring won't be. Move them a little bit, but they don't have to be exactly even on the wagon. So you move it up, you don't have to turn it around even. Move it up a little bit, move this one down, the rings won't be parallel to each other. Okay, one more thing. I said yesterday that Rashi Taka says in Chumash that the wagons were covered wagons. So this whole Gemara doesn't seem to go according to that. So they answer that Rashi would hold that either there were two different wagons, there were wagons that were covered and the wagons that carried the crush weren't covered, or the wagons that were covered were like a, what's it called, like a car that has a convertible. Right, Mamasha, they were convertible. They, when they put the boards on, the top opened up. And when they traveled, in order that the rain shouldn't come in or whatever, even though that's a little problem because it says the Anon Yaakovot kept the rain out, but in any case, in order that the rain shouldn't get in, they then put the covering on top. But when they put the boards on, the covering was taken off. What? Dust?
Yeah. Nope. I'm traveling in the Midbar. There's no rain there in any case.
Okay. So in any case, whatever it was, they put the... What? In any case, they had a covering on them when they traveled, but not when they were putting the boards on. Okay, let's go on. Tana Rabbanan. Now we're going to learn more about the Mishkan. The krushim, here, you can pass these around, just the pictures are all here. This is what we're on now, so everybody get a look at them. The krushim, we might as well give credit to the sefer. Here, it's this sefer, Perush Chai and Shabbos. Okay, the krushim on the bottom were an amma thick, and then they tapered at the end to become only an etzba thick. Okay, one etzba. Shenemar, Yehu Samim Arosho. Right? It should be Tamim Arosho, Rashi. What's it called? How does Tamim mean, what's it called, thin? Well, Lahal and Huomer, Tamu Nichrisu. Tamu means to be cut off. So you see that if they were Tamim on the Rosh, it meant they were cut off, they were tapered thinner on the top. Divir Rabbi Yehuda, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Kishem Shalamatan Ovinama, Kach Milmala Ovinama. No, they weren't tapered at all. They were the same thickness on top as they were on the bottom. Okay? Now the Gemara thinks, though, that they only tapered on one side, the thickness. In other words, they were an amen and a half all the way up. They were what's it called, 10 amas high. And in the thickness, the amma thickness got thinner as it went towards the top. Till at the top, it was just an etzba thick. But otherwise, the measurements were the same, even according to the one who says it was tapered. It wasn't tapered on all the sides. It was only tapered on one, on the thickness side. Okay, let's see Rashi. Ulahalan hu omer tamu nichrisu, ma tamu hanemer lahalan loshin kloya. Just like tamu means to be cut off, destroyed. Af tamim hu omer kan loshin kloya. It means to be tapered, to be destroyed, to get smaller. Okay. And Reb Nechemya omer, kishem shalamatan ovyan ama, kach milmala ovyan ama. No, they didn't taper at all. They were the same thickness on top as they were on the bottom. And ama. Shenemar, yachtov. It says they should be together. Right? Mashma, that they, what's it called, that they had the exact same measurement. Yachtov, kulan shavas. They all were equal. There was no difference between top and the bottom. So Mara says, vaksiv tamim. I, Reb Nechemya, also, the Pasuk says tamim. What does he learn? That Reb Nechemya learns from that pasuk that you have to bring complete logs and cut them into the size of the keresh and not make the keresh out of different pieces. Okay, you couldn't take two half krushim and connect them with glue or with nails and make a keresh. The keresh had to be one piece. That's called tamim. That's complete. Okay, so you learn from here, some people, that if it wouldn't be for that pasuk tamim, then putting a keresh together with nails or with glue would be considered one keresh. Just a special pasuk that tells me here it won't work, because you need tamim. Right? Therefore, wherever you need one thing, if you glue it together or you nail it together, it should be considered one thing. So tefillin, what's it called, the batim, the four batim in the row should have to be one or. Can you glue different pieces of leather together, and that's still considered or echad or not. Right? According to this, according to these opinions, it would be considered one thing. Other cases where you need one thing, is gluing together considered one or not? Some bring a raya from here that it is. Without the special pasuk, a keresh that was made of two different pieces of wood glued together or nailed together would be considered one thing. Okay. Rashi. The lo laisu d'nisra keresh echa mi beis chatichos. You can't make a beam out of two pieces that are connected together. Okay, later. The idach nami haksiv yachtov. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it says yachtov. Seems to be that they should be all the same, not different thicknesses, different parts. Ahud lo l'shul chofinu mehadodi. Yachtov means that they should be together, and there shouldn't be a space between the crushing. Yachtov just means that they all, not yachtov on every keresh should be uniform, but the crushing should be together, right? One shouldn't be leaning this way and one leaning another way, or leaning away from each other with a space between it. You should make sure that they're all contiguous one to the other. The lola shal chufinu, Rashi says, echad lifnim v'echad lachutz. One swaying in this way, one towards the outside. They should be together, right, parallel to each other. They should be the thickness of this one next to the thickness of the other one, without any spaces and without one being in and one being out. Okay. So more so like this. Bishlam alaman diyomer kashem shalamatan ovyanama kachmil malan ovyanama. According to Reb Nechemya, who says that the krushim were the same thickness on the bottom as on the top, right? They were uniform. Hainu dichsiv. So that fits the following pasuk. Yarchase amishkan yama ta'ase shisha krushim u'shnei krushim ta'ase l'miktzos. Right? What happens like this? The mishkan had 20 krushim on the north and 20 on the south. In the back, which was the west, okay, there were six krushim, okay, six krushim, and they were in the width, okay. So what's it called? And they were set up width-wise, 1.5 amas, okay. And then there was what's it called? Then there were thickness was towards the back, okay, and the width was towards the width of the mishkan. So what you had is like this. You had the thickness of the north and south side was only one amma. When they put the six krushim right? So it only covered one amma's worth of the width of the keresh on the north and the south. Or in other words, the north and the south only covered one amma of the width of the last keresh on the, what's it called, on the west. Because the west wall was going width-wise, 1.5, 1.5, 1.5. So the last krushim on the west were 1.5 wide. The krushim that intersected them were going on their thickness. So that's only one amma. So what you would have is a half of amma exposed. It wouldn't be a sharp corner. It would be a corner with a half of amma sticking out on both sides. So in order to cover that half of amma, right, they put two other, what's it called? That's what it says. Uliyarkse Mishkan, Yama, on the west side of the Mishkan. Tasa Shisha Krushim, make 6 Krushim. That's the width. Ushne Krushim Tasa, the Mitzoos, on the corners, put another 2 Krushim. The Asi Pusya Dahani, Mimalele the Sumcha Dahani. The width of these will fill up the, what's it called, the thickness of the other ones. It'll cover up that extra half amma. Rashi explains how it works. The Asi Pushya Dahani, the width of these, Mamali Sumcha Dahani, will fulfill up the thickness of the other ones. Kishahoshiv Shisha Krushim Lamarav. When you put 6 Krushim, one next to the other, as the west wall of the Mishkan, Nimsa Rechavim Teisha Amas. 6 times 1.5 is 9. So there was 9 Amas. Vaha Mishkan Rachvo 10. But the Mishkan was 10 Amas wide. Okay? Nimsa chasra kosel chatsi amma letzafon v'chatsi amma ledorim. So the wall was missing a half of amma to the north, right, on the west, to the north side of the west wall, and to the south side of the west wall, another half of amma. So what do you do? Umevi shnei krushim. So you bought 2 more krushim, okay, which were 1.5 ammas, what's it called, wide, and you put them, so one half amma was in the space. Okay, in other words, you had the north over here, 10 amas, there's the south, okay? North and south. Here's the north wall. Here's the north wall. Here's the south wall. And there's 10 amas between. Now, if you take 6 boards of 1.5 amas, there's going to be a half of amma space here and a half of amma space here. There'd be 9 over here. Take 2 more boards of 1.5. Half will close up this space, half will close up this space. The other one will fit directly on the thickness of this one and thickness of this one. And then the corners will be exactly square. So that's how they made the back wall of the Mishkan exactly squared with 90-degree corners without a half of amma sticking out on either side, whatever. So according to the one who says that they were uniform up and down, right, so he says the nimsa chatsi amma memale the sosim chisornak. When you brought these 2 extra krushim, so the half of amma of the width closed the space on each side, and the other amma that was left closed the, what's it called, the corner of the thickness of the north and south sides that intersected it.
So it was a 12-meter long side, a 12 amma long side.
No, it was only 10 ammas, because 1 amma on both sides were just covered the thickness of the other one.
But from the outside.
No, the no, from
12,
yeah, outside, but the inside measurement was 10. Right? The space of the Mishkan was only 10. The other 2 were the boards.
So the 9 amos figure is not that's not an equanimity number. It's just that's how it came out. That's how many krushim there were.
Right. There were 6 krushim, which made 9, and then 2 more, which closed up to make it 10. The Torah says the measurements of the Mishkan inside measurements are 10. Right? 10 by 50. Right? So in order to be 10 by 50, you had to have 20 krushim, 10 by 30, right? 10 by 30. So in order to have,
internal.
The internal measurements. Okay. The sosim chisorin akir maravi, va'ama mechasa av yoshal kerosin. The other ama, right, covered the thickness of the wall going north and south. Then it was squared off. Then there was no extensions. It was mamash a square, 90-degree what's it called, angle on both sides of northwest side and southwest side. So Mara says, but according to the one who says that on the top they were tapered, right? So then they weren't together, right? Aval elo lamat yomer milmatan ovin amal milmalan kolin vahochin at keetzba hare high aisle v'high nothing, right? Lamaisa, they weren't together then. One went in and one went out because they were what's it called, the tapering of this side didn't match the tapering of the other side, because we said now the Gemara holds is always tapered on the thickness, not on the width. So if it was tapered only on the thickness and this one's thickness was opposite the other one's width, it didn't stim. So Mara says no. So Mara says high aisle the high nothing. The kivan to kerish echad shebedorim shebetzofim lemala kol ba'avyo. Right? Since the what's it called, the ones on the north and the south, right? Their thickness was tapered, right? The kerish ahu nosim b'miktsoa rochav ama v'chatzi. Nimso rachav akeres shal miktsoa bolei v'yotzi l'dor milmalav chutz mi'avyo shal dromo v'chein tzatzafon. It still stuck out. It wasn't a sharp corner. Because as you got higher up, it still stuck out more on the width than it did on the thickness. If you have a thickness of an amma covering what's it called, a thickness of the amma over here is very nice. But if on top the thickness became less, so there was a space. It wasn't a sharp corner. Samara says, no, they didn't only taper it on the thickness. The Shafi Lukiturin, they tapered it on all sides. The crushing were tapered as they went up, both on the width and on the thickness. And therefore, they were mamish the same. Right? They were the same tapered width-wise and thickness-wise, so they came together to make a 90-degree angle. Okay, Rashi. The Shafi Lahu Larochav base crushim shibiksoa umekatsun lamala mirach van shloyu bolton. Kiturim heharim halalu shemishupoyim mishneitz dodim. Like mountains that are what's it called, tapered on both ends. Not just on one measurement, but on the other measurement too.
Okay. So then each carriage is going to not to be close to each other.
What?
Not only the corners will have a problem. Each carriage will have a problem. If every carriage goes, say,
yeah, but it could be that there was no problem. That was still called Yachtov.
Only the corners have a problem. Only the corners was saying they're V shaped, not cone shaped, just V shaped.
No, but there still was a space at the top, no?
Not between one and another, only the corners.
Ah, okay, because it was on there on the width. Right, so Rashi says now it's only the ones on the ends that they tapered on both ends, not the ones in the middle. Okay. The Habriach Hatichon Besoch HaKroshim. So now the Brichim. Now the Gemara is going to discuss the Brichim. The brichim were the following. Here's the wall. On the wall there were a briach on the top. Okay, we'll see in one second if it went the whole length of the wall or not. And a briach on the bottom. Those were held on by rings. There were golden rings on the boards, and there was a pole that went through those rings that held all 20 krushim of this wall and the 20 krushim of the other wall and the 6-8 krushim of the back wall together, okay? And they were inside these rings. Then there was a hole made in every kerish, and there was another pole that was put into that hole, and that went around all three sides. Okay, so now the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, that middle one was a nes, because what happened was the following. They put the walls together, and then they put one pole made out of wood, and it was also overlaid with gold inside that hole, right, that went north, the whole north from east to west, and then it turned and went the whole west wall, and then turned back and went the whole south wall from west to east, okay? And it was impossible for a wooden pole to bend, but it was a nace, right? It was one pole, habriya mi mikotza lakotza, the way the Gemara learns here, means from one end of the Mishkan all the way to the other end of the Mishkan was one pole. And it was impossible to do that. Look at Rashi. B'nais ha-ya-omeid, sha'achar sha'akroshim kulam nesunim ba'adonim, l'tzofon l'mayr v'l'darim, after all the kroshim were standing, when the Mishkan was standing, okay, all the walls, Hayanosno, then they put it inside the hole all the way around. Umavriach l'shloshes haruchos. And it covered all three sides, one pole. Ve'in l'cha umen yochol asoskein. It's impossible to do that. V'nei shayim nichvaf me'ilat. It bent by itself, what's it called, the wood, to fit the contour of the walls. Tosus brings down, there's another opinion, in Braisa Meleches HaMishkan, that that's, there was no neis. They didn't have one pole for three walls. They had three poles. So what's the difference between the top ones? It says, HaBriach HaTichom min HaKotzel HaKotzel. It goes from one end to the other. And the other brichim were not, were on each wall. Tosus says, no, the other brichim, according to that opinion, they had two brichim on the top. One went half of the wall, and one went the other half of the wall. On the bottom, the same thing. Two, one half the wall, one half the wall. The middle one went from one end of the wall to the other, the whole wall, right? But not more than one wall. That's no problem, right? So they had the west wall had one briach in the middle, the north and south had one briach in the middle, and two brichim on top, and two on the bottom, side by side. That's according to that opinion, there was no miracle over here. According to the opinion that our Gemara says, is what's it called, that the top brichim were one for the whole wall, and the bottom one for the whole wall. And when it says that the middle one went from the end to end, it wasn't talking about one wall, it's talking about end to end of all three walls. What? The Rabbanu Shlom told them to build it like that. So here they were allowed to rely on an ace. Right? What do you mean, what happened to the corners?
Did it also go around?
Mistam, one went a little bit more and overlapped the other one.
In other words, I mean, was it like an angle?
It didn't have to be. I don't know. It just had a... The purpose of this was to hold the boards together. So it didn't have to meet the other. What? Because it was in Adonim. No, the boards was that they should not, the whole wall shouldn't fall down. Just that one shouldn't be, what's it called, they should be, what's it called, right. Each board could go down.
The back wall, nothing will be flush against the side walls because there's nothing holding them together at the end.
I hear, but it could be once the whole wall was together, we weren't afraid the whole wall was falling. But each board, they didn't want to move.
It could be the corner board that holds in both directions.
What?
Could be
leaving. So
it could be the
thing
goes this way and the other thing goes this way, and they do meet at the corner.
So according to the
corner board has both takes. Okay, confess. I know, we're not going to finish the Omer. Okay, Adkan. Now I'm going to learn the coverings of the Mishkan. Mishkan was covered with 10 coverings. Orech ha-yiriyah ha-achah shmona ve-esrim ba'ama. The length of each, what's it called, covering was 28 amas long, and the width was, 10 amas, right. So, yeah, I think so. Let's see, Rashi. Okay, it's like this. So you had, what's it called, 10 of them. Right, 10 of them that were there were 4 amas by 28. And you put them, you connected them width to width. So altogether there were 40 amas by 28. 10 of 4 by 28 connected together, right, at the 4 part is total 28 times 40. Okay. So Shadi Urkayu Lepusu the Mishkan put their length to the width of the Mishkan. They were put the length of the curtains, the whole train of curtains went to the width of the Mishkan, and the width of the curtains went to the length of the Mishkan. Kamahavi Esrin Vitamye. That was 28. If you take the width of the curtains, now it was 28. Each curtain was 28 long by 4, but when you have 10 of them together, it's 40 by 28. So the smaller one is always the width, and the longer one is the length. So now, if you took the length of these and put them to the width of the Mishkan, so you have the following. Right. Kamahavin, Esrin v'timya. Right, so called, that was 28 which was the length of the individual curtain, but now the width of the, all the curtains, you put that to the width of the Mishkan. The Mishkan was how much, what's it called, was 10. Okay, the wall, the top was 10. Pashalu Tesla Haigis of a Tesla. So it overhung the Krashim on both sides, north and south, 9 Amos. Okay, 9 is 18, the middle was 10, and you had 28 altogether.
You have two other Amos from the...
What?
You have two other Amos from the walls.
No, so that's what I was going to ask. Right? No, it's not 12. It's 9 is 18, plus another 10 is 28. We have 28, what's it called? Gemara says, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Galya Amad Adonim. Right? According to Rabbi Yehuda, what's it called? The Maisa, the 9 Amos that hung over, 1 Amma, what's it called? What's it called? You didn't need anything for the Keresh, because it only was an Etzba. At the top was only an Etzba. So it hung down 9 Tvachim, and 9 Amos on the Keresh. So what was exposed, right? The Amma of the Adonim, the last Amma of the Keresh, was in a socket. Okay, and the socket was 1 Amma high. So the wood part that was exposed was only 9 Ammas. And after that, you had a metal part, a silver part, which was the socket. So what was exposed? Only the socket. Because the 9 top Amos of the Keresh was completely covered with the overhang, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Nechemya Megalya Amma de Krushim. But according to Rabbi Nechemya, that the top of the Keresh was also an Amma. It didn't taper to a finger. It was an Amma. So you needed an Amma of the overhang to cover the thickness of the Keresh. You only had then 8 Ammas hanging down. So if only 8 Ammas were hanging down, the last Amma of wood was also uncovered, plus the Amma of the socket. Okay, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, all of the wood of the Krashim was covered. The only thing you could see were the sockets. And according to Reb Nechemya, only 8 Tvachim of the wood was covered. 1 Amma you could see of wood, and you could see the socket. Okay. Now, let's see the other way. Shadi Pusayu L'Arka de Mishkan. Put now the width of each individual curtain to the length of the Mishkan. Kamahavi Arboy. The length, or the width now of each curtain was 14, of each covering, 4 is 4, 10 times 4 is 40, so you had now 40, right, to the length of the Mishkan, which is 30. Dal Tautin Likra, take off 30 for the top, so you have Pashalu Yud, you have 10 Amas left. Rabbi Yehuda Michasya Amad Adonim, according, and so it hung on the back of the Mishkan, 10 Amas down, 10 Amas down, covered everything. The sockets and the board. Reb Nechemya Megalya Amma Dadon. According to Reb Nechemya, still needed 1 Amma to cover the thickness on the top. So you only had 9 Ammas hanging down. So it covered the whole board, but didn't cover the socket in the back. So according to Reb Nechemya, the sockets were exposed in the back, and an Amma of the boards plus the socket was exposed on the sides. And according to Reb Yehuda, nothing was exposed in the back, and the sockets were exposed on the sides. Okay, Rashi. Dal Eser Ligra, L'Rochav Chol HaMishkan, Shu Yuramas. Right, 10 Amas you need for the space, the open space between the walls. Rabbi Yehuda, Domer Lamala Kolin Ovin Shul Krashim LeEtzba, Eina Mematim B'Yurios. Right, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Krashim tapered at the top till one Etzba, you didn't need anything significant to cover the Krashim. Right, that wasn't counted. Since it was only an etzba, it wasn't counted. Okay? Ukshaporshim the roch of Hamishkan, no flos tesha amas letzofon, umechasim tes amas the krashim ibachutz. And when you overhang it, you have the full 9 amos going down, less an etzba. The amma shall adoni megula. So 9 amos were wood. The last amma of wood was put into the, we'll see tomorrow, or Sunday, into a socket. Right? And the sockets were uncovered. Shadonim Govanamics, the sockets were 1 Amma high, v'chalul, and they were hollow. Haim, v'akrushim charutzim lamata, and the krushim had a leg carved out of it that went into the socket. The emtsa chatzi ama rochav the gova ama the nisher chatzi ama lekan v'chatzi ama lekan the heim shtei yados lekeresh ho'echad u'mechaser min hayados machutz u'mishanit u'mishnei tzideim l'rchov al ovi dofni ha'eden kishenoed shtei hayados mishnei adonim kedei shu akroshim techufos mishulavos ishalachosa v'lo yeh ovi ha'eden matzik b'neihem. Okay, we'll explain this Rashi on Sunday, but how exactly the bottoms of the kroshim were carved out in order they should fit into two different sockets, and each board should be exactly next to the next one without a space. L'Rav Nechemya, d'Omer af milmalin ovian ama mimayit ovi akroshim adromios vatzvonios ama lekan v'ama lekan v'orech hayurios v'enam nofus aleches amas l'chol tzad. According to Rav Nechemya, the overhang was only 8 amas because you needed 1 ama of that overhang to cover the thickness of the boards on top. Megalia Alamina Krashim, Chutzla Adonim, Va'amad Adonim. According to him, an Amma of the board was also uncovered besides the Amma of the socket. Shodi Pusyai Hula Orcha the Mishkan, Va'achar Shechibru Heyurios Levad, V'chol Achas Dalad Amas. After you connected 5 Urios together, they connected 5 and then another 5. Right, and their width was 4 Amas, and the length was 28. Now you connected 5 together, so it's 20 by 28. Hari chaf amos, who connected them b'machberes hashenis, and opposite them in the second one was also 20 amos by 28. Shehi shel heyurios hari mem. No, what's it called? There was one group that was 5 and 5 is 40 altogether. Lamed mehem havin gag lemishkan la'arko v'esher ha'otos. So 30 of them covered the top of the mishkan, and 10 hung down in the back. Rabbi Yehuda d'Omer ain ovi krushim shibamarim memayit bahu nimsa hayud amos kulan tluyos mechusas. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that there was no thickness of the board on top, so the full 10 hung down to the ground and covered everything of the kerish. Kerish was 10 amos. The bottom half was put into a socket. It made no difference. It went at the ground, and the curtains were made into 2 groups of 5 each, and then the 2 groups were connected with hooks. So it's really one long thing of 10 curtains, but they were made in 5 and 5, and then connected with hooks in the middle. Quote, but according to Reb Nechemya, the sockets on the back were exposed. Okay, now the next covering. Aside from these coverings, there were another set of coverings that were made out of goat hair. They were 30 amas wide, long, and so shode urkayu lepusya the mishkan. If you put their length to the width of the mishkan, kamehave talton. So the length of the mishkan was 30. Dal eser leigra. What's it called? No, they were 30 altogether long, right? Because they were orechayriya achas shloshim ba'ama. So you took the 30, and you put it to the width of the mishkan. Take 10 off for the walls itself. Parshat lu eser, there was 10 left. On this side, the high gisa, the eser lahaygi, and 10 on the other side. Okay, total of 30. Rabbi Yehuda machasya amadadonim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, right, the adonim were covered because it was 10 overhang. Rabbi Nechemya migalya amadadonim. According to Rabbi Nechemya, only 9 were covered because he needed one ama to cover the thickness of the boards on top. Tanya Nami Hachim of Bryce, it says that the Feirish. The Ha'ama Mizeva, Ama Mizeva, Odef, Lechasos Ama Shaladonim, Divra Behuda. Right? The overhang covered the Adonim according to Behuda. And Rav Nechemya Omer Lechasos Ama Shalkroshim. And the overhang only covered the wood part of the Keresh and not the socket according to Rav Nechemya. Shadi Pushayula Orche de Mishkan. Now put the width to the length of the Mishkan. Kamahavi Agnen. It was 40. Wide, meaning 10 times 4. The Mem V'Arba, no, 44. They were, what's it called, 11 things. There was, 11 times 4. Dao Tauten Ligra, 30 covered the wall. Pashalahu Arba, Srei, there are 14 left. Dao Tarte Lekafla, and then they doubled over the last curtain. So, take off 2 for that, because it was doubled over. It wasn't 44, it was only 42, because the last curtain was folded. to see the Kafaltis area. She's the sixth one folded. El Mul Pnei Oel. Pashat Lahu Tartesre. So there's now 12 left on each side. So Bishlam al Rabbi Yehuda Hainu Desiv Chatzi Ariya Hodefes Tisrach. That extra one was on the ground because it's only 10 amas high. If you had 12 amas of curtain, two of it was on the ground. Okay? So it says that two were on the floor. El Rav Nechemya might Tisrach, right? Lechor HaKohen from Nechemya wasn't Tisrach because Lamaisa you needed one amma on each side to cover the thickness of the boards. So it was exactly till the ground. Right? It didn't go on the ground at all. Where it says Tisra Mechaver, it was longer than the other ones, because the other ones you could see the Adonim. This went down and covered the whole board. So it wasn't Tisrach, it wasn't on the ground, but it was longer than the other ones. That's, it wasn't longer than the crushing, it was longer than the other coverings that only went to the final Amma. This one went the whole way down. Okay, Tana Dvir Bishmuel, Lama Mishkan Doma, Leisha Malechas Vashuk, Vishipuleo Mahalchin Acharecha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that there was on the ground, it was like a woman who walks with a train behind her. Her dress, what's it called, trains, like a bride's gown, trains behind her. That goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi. Ba'odef shirios ha'oil, otfos ayirios ha'mishkan, the rios ha'oil, which were the ones of the goat hair, they were longer than the ones that were underneath it, the rios ha'mishkan, by two amas. Yesaruach al kisi atachtonos l'chasos mashalo kiso. This goes farther down, right? So now that we see, what does that mean? Arboin va'arba, the yud aleph yirios, there were 11 yirios, 4 amas long. So wide, so there's the width, it was put together with the width, so it's 44, 4 times 11. Tarti the kafla, but the last one, they folded over. So it wasn't 44, it was only 42 length. Shoyse nota rochav chatzi riel aruch mizrachi shlo yasham krashim shu pesach lemishkan. There, that folded over, curtain or covering, right, drooped over the entrance of the Mishkan, didn't have any krashim. That was a totally open thing, it drooped over that. They ain't shomel a nest masach. There was a curtain that closed off that side. Parus kamovilo deshiva sisa masach lepesach oil, and the last curtain was folded, and it, what's it called, formed like a top to the curtain, like a valance to the curtain. Bishlam Rabbi Yehuda Domer Ovi Akrashim Lomemai Birios. Point Rabbi Yehuda that there was no thickness on the top to the Keresh. Hain Lesiv Chatzi Ariyo Deves Belyona Yosef Min Atatonos Tisrach Al Achori Amishkan Saruach Al Kol Orech Akrashim Vu Adonim Shomar Nigreres Boris. Point Rabbi Yehuda, those two amas in the back were on the ground. Right? It was 12 amas for a 10 amma high thing. So my Tisrach, according to Rabbi Nechemya, you needed, what's it called, two amas to cover the thickness. So what was the, what's it called, where was the Tisrach? Amma achas negreres. No, we only need one amma because there wasn't any boards in the front. So you only need one amma of thickness, so it was 11 amas. So it was only one amma on the ground. Right? Shari ovriya krashim miyad bo amma. So it was only one amma. Mechavroseo, chatsi ayuriya srucha mechavroseo amma mimeno lechasos adonim va'amma negreres. The other ones covered the Adonim completely. This one went one extra one. That's called Nisra. Right. The, what's it called? You know, it was two Amas still, Saruah. How? The other coverings went till the Adonim, and the Adonim were exposed, according to Reb Nechemya. And now this one not only covered the Adonim, but went an extra Amma on the ground. So you really had, it was two Amas longer than the other ones. It just wasn't two Amas on the ground. Okay. Vishipuleha Shule Bigodeo Kachoisi Rishal Akron the Gresbar. It's just like a woman walks, so now it's according to both of them, both according to Nechemya and Rabbi Yehuda, there was something on the ground like a train. According to one it was two amas long, the train, and according to other the train was only one amma long.